He said, running a billion-dollar business will crush your family. He said, it's almost no way to be running a billion-dollar organization and really spend quality time with your family.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shands. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
welcome back to another podcast. Edition of the Social Proof Podcast, you guys, where we are as professional as can be. This is Donnie Wiggins, co-host of the Social Proof Podcast, with my other host here, Dope Boy Fresh, David D. Nice, D. Shans in the building. Go ahead and spit a 16 for us real quick.
First off, I'm not a rapper, okay? I just haven't changed.
You just look like one.
I just look like a Playwood on podcast.
Yo.
Let me tell you a story about the chain, okay? First off, I feel really self-conscious right now.
You should.
I do.
You are blingy, blingy.
First thing I thought about was Donnie. I'm like, yo, she is going to roast me and say I'm changing and I'm different and all that kind of stuff. But I was in Vegas and this guy, all right.
Oh.
I was speaking at an event with Van Taylor and he brought his jeweler, Hefe. Black jeweler, just an amazing person. And we sat down. He started educating me about jewelry. Mm-hmm. Are you done? I'm trying to be serious. And you're like... You want to get it out? You got some jokes?
This is just too much. David is brand new. MC brand new, a.k.a. David Shands, a.k.a. D. Nice.
I got a close-up,
a.k.a. Joe. D. Money.
You got a close-up? You got a switch to
this. Y'all, because all you see...
What's happening?
All you see is the necklace. Y'all don't see the brand new Rolly.
This is not new.
Oh, wait, that's not
Where's
the new
Where's yours?
One. I'm sorry. I left it at home. The old one that I've been wearing
Can
since
we, okay, for months. Back to my story.
Yes.
So we're sitting down, and this helps with my self-consciousness about the jewelry. He said, man, I was like, man, I was going to get a chain, but I was like, it's not me. And he said, he started educating me about jewelry. So he has like this little pamphlet, and it shows like the clarity of diamonds, the different types of diamonds. And he said,
I'm listening.
I don't like the way you're looking at me and laughing. But he's like, yo, a lot of these companies, he said most jewelers get their materials and their diamonds or whatever from the same factory, same place. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, a lot of people are just like overcharging people for jewelry because they think it's going to be like super expensive. He was like, really? Diamonds, unless it's like a rare diamond, diamonds don't really have much value. He said, it's really the metal, the gold that holds the value. And he's like, yo, he could put it together. So I sent him my logo. I'm like, ooh, that'd be dope on the chain. He's like, yeah, man, I'll put it together. So he put it together. It was very, very reasonable. So hit up Hefe_the_jeweler. He got me right.
What's reasonable?
How much do you think it's cost?
What's an investment like that worth? Let me feel it.
It's got some weight to it. Don't try to play me.
I mean, it's...
The sound is the chain in this, but... Because I know it sounds hot.
Joe, it sounded mad hollow. But
it got some weight to it, though. Doesn't it? Does that have no, feel that? Come on. It got some weight to it.
It definitely... I mean, one bobby pin to a pack of bobby pins. Metal to metal.
Hold on. I want you to...
I'm joking. Yeah. No, it feels real quality.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Nah, yeah, he did
it. It feels amazing.
But
what's an investment like that worth?
So...
And is it an investment?
It is an investment.
Okay.
So my boy, he was telling me his chain was like $20,000. His pendant was $20,000.
Okay.
But he said that with the chain was $20,000. This was like five. And it's like the high... on his chart, the highest quality diamonds.
I'm calling my fact checker real quick. He gonna come through and put the doo on the diamond.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's official.
$5,000? I need three.
So I'm about to get a social proof joint. You want one, Joe?
5,000, why not?
And this is like, the social proof, I probably won't have it as big, but I just feel good.
I'll do social proof, supporting but a black... it has to be small.
Yeah,
I got you. It has to be dainty.
I got you, for sure.
I mean, for 5,000, I could take that for my birthday, for Christmas. You know what I mean?
When's your birthday?
Mm-hmm. December 27th.
Some best friend.
He was just there. We just share the same birthday month.
I just was trying to remember. I knew it was I knew it was December. I just
your birthday is December 12th.
11. December 8th, Donnie.
Dang it. December 8th.
So now I don't feel so bad.
What y'all should do right now is pull your phones out, in the calendar.
I don't do all that.
Actually, I think I have her in here.
So if Facebook doesn't send me the alert,
no, I
just got to see other people talk about your birthday online for me to know.
I don't.
Can we get to business?
Yeah, we can. Hold on 1 second.
So
December 27th, right? What year? I got to put it in here.
First of all.
What was it, 68?
Yo. I hate you. Chance, we got a studio audience full of people here.
Yes. Okay. All right. Studio audience, make some noise.
Yeah, that's a real thunderous sound coming from
for sure.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Cool. All right. What are we doing?
Oh, let's get into it.
How was your week?
My week was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I just got a young lady doing PR. Mm. So, shouts out to Angela McCoy.
Okay.
What else? What else? What else? Oh, that B. Simone interview is going nuts.
I saw that.
Yo, but she dropped so much, like, so much game. Mm-hmm. So like, just from a perspective, did you see the interview?
Mm-hmm.
From not just, like, the how-to, but, well, really some how-to of, like, being yourself, inner love, like, success comes from within. It was it was crazy. And the clips are just going nuts.
You know what's so awesome about seeing her in that light is that everybody just thinks she's funny,
mm-hmm.
right? Funny and just another Black girl who made it off of being funny and pretty. But she really has some substance.
For sure.
Yeah, she definitely has some substance.
Absolutely.
Joe, real quick. David, can you just...
What? Oh my gosh. All right, so also, which I'll be... Girl...
You got it.
We're about to do this series.
Yes.
Are you the 29th? I was trying to wait for the date, but it's like the 28th or 29th. Are you free?
What about it?
We're doing the Social Proof 7.
Well, I'll have to see.
Remember I was telling you, 29th. I didn't have a date, huh?
The 29th.
That's a Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to Miami. You coming to Miami?
When is this?
The 1st.
The 3rd.
I don't know. You know, that's my birthday, and I'm usually doing something exotic.
I'm getting a flight.
Miami's exotic.
Yes, I'll be there. First class?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yo, and I'm flying the whole team out first class.
Of course.
I try to get a PJ.
Are we staying at the one, or?
We're staying in a mansion.
A mansion.
With group people?
I mean, you can get...
Anyway, the actual... So I'm getting a mansion for the team. Now I'll have my wife and Corey and the baby, so we'll be at the host hotel, which is the Intercontinental.
I think it's Intercontinental. I think
Intercontinental. It's a nice hotel.
Sounds like nice where hotel. I will be.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But anyway, yeah. So we got the
groups. I'm grown as I don't know what.
it's for a community. It's
no,
like
I mean
culture.
I got to share a kitchen and a fridge. I'm good.
You're just bougie.
I'm gonna come through all day.
If it wasn't me and my whole family, if it was just me and Dre, I would stay at the mansion.
So why can't the baby stay?
Because I got Corey and Sarai, and this is too much.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
but anyway, really oh, build community. So that's the talking point. So we're doing the podcast mastermind.
Okay.
For the people that are in like the mastermind inner circle for podcasting.
Okay.
We're going out to Miami, and we're going to have like a day where we're just teaching podcasts. We get to look at their podcasts, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go out on a boat and eat on a boat. It's going to be dope for content, pictures, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then another half day. So, we'll get your flight.
Are you doing brown bag lunches on the boat, or?
This is a high level situation. You know what I mean?
Chance, you pay five grand to be blinged out.
You want a mastermind? Yes, you coming,
woo!
Right? Let's go. Oh, it's about to be up.
Yeah.
It's about to be up. So I want to look at everybody's podcast. I want to see what y'all doing, all that kind of stuff. So that's going to be awesome. We just want to just start expanding, man.
Yeah.
We want to start expanding. So
I agree.
How was your week?
My week was good. I don't remember.
Sound good.
No, I was trying to remember what I did. I know that last week was a blur. It was just so busy. It was busy, but it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was busy, but it was good. I got to hang out with some of my clients. They came in from Dallas.
You made $100,000 in 2 days.
So did I call you out about what you made?
No, I'm just saying.
I did that's it in 24 hours, not 2 days, just for clarity. 24 hours.
24 hours. That's mm-hmm. something. Is that something to celebrate? $100,000 in 24 hours. That's lit.
But you did like...
All right. So go ahead. You said... What else?
Didn't you do $500,000?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you do $500,000?
No, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You were talking about your week.
You got real nervous because now I'm telling people that he did $500,000 in like a day or a couple of days. He got his ice on. He put the other rollie up. He feeling real nervous right now.
It's a protection.
Oh my God. I know. I'm about to walk around security.
You need
like,
security now.
Like Justin Owens.
Yes. You need security now. In fact, so what's so interesting is... I decided that I'm going to stop sharing numbers and things like that because...
You just...
No, you just. Okay. You just, for clarity. Go for right? it. Okay. I was thinking over the... What's today? Yep. So I was thinking over the weekend that I wanted to like go into like a Walmart or a grocery store, just really low key by myself and like buy everybody's groceries.
Mm.
But then I said...
You shop
I think
at
I
Walmart?
Need security.
Right, for sure.
I think I need security. And it's not because, I mean, I grew up in these same neighborhoods that I want to go back to. And it's not because of that. It's because there are still people with limited poverty mindsets that will see you doing a good thing and still make you a target.
For sure.
So I was really disappointed that I could not do that. And I'm like, dang. And I don't even know if you need to be like, a known entrepreneur or a known person who's making money. I think just anybody now in today's climate where people are really desperate for survival, if you're going out and you're doing these nice things, go in groups.
Yo, how do you rob somebody these days though? Because normally it's like, take me to the safe or how much cash, but who has cash on them? Like, do you take, does someone take you to the ATM and say, put in your PIN? But you can only take out like $1,000 or something like that.
Cash
like,
at me.
Cash at
me now.
Right. Like, how do you
Zell
rob
me now,
these days?
Yo, homie. Zell me now.
Right. Somebody might take the chain. It's like $5,000.
Well,
you can't really sell it. What, you going to wear it? Like,
here in LA, yeah, you couldn't sell that one. It wouldn't get you back.
Right. So how would you
y'all
how
doing
would you
all that for $1,000? No, but seriously, in Atlanta... Women are being targeted now more. Women in nice vehicles are being targeted now more than men because they're seen as, or we're seen as easier targets.
Yeah. But you take the car and then what?
Yeah, but they're taking the car. They're taking the car and doing damage. But that's the thing. You take the car and do, what are they're going to the chop shop. They're putting it on.
But then you get the insurance money back, so.
You do get the insurance money back, but it's still that trauma attached to experiencing that. Like, I remember a year or so ago, somebody's car was taken. This was all over Instagram, and their car ended up in Vegas. Mm. Like, their car was stolen and put on the back of a transport van or transport truck and taken all the way to Las Vegas. Mm. That was insane. Like, so what are you in Vegas? And so then they're taking these cars and they're reselling them cheaper in different areas so you can't see it on the street.
Gotcha.
The whole thing.
No, somebody want to rob, like, you could just have the car. I'll just Uber back to the house. Just to put it out there. Like, if you
let's
really,
just not
really,
even manifest
how, yeah,
that.
How about we just, like...
No, I just want to let them know. Like, yo, listen, you don't got to do no... It's not going to be a fight.
Just tell them that. If it happened, just tell them that.
What has changed for you? I think that's a good thing as we're in this time of the year. David today versus David 3 years ago. 2 years ago, even. What's changed for you?
I am way more focused on what's important. Spending time with my family. My objective is to go see my mom every day. Get home early to be with my daughter and my wife.
Mm.
I put less emphasis on... Okay, this is a really good conversation. I was talking to Andre. I don't want to hear your perspective. I was talking to Andre and... He works with the Genius Network, and these are people that have like, you know, 9-figure businesses, $1 billion businesses. He said running a $1 billion business will crush your family. He said it's almost no way to be running a $1 billion organization and really spend quality time with your family. And I'm thinking, well, that doesn't make sense to me, because if you have a, if you're running a $1 billion organization, you probably have a few people that you talk to, like maybe 12 or 14 people that, I mean, billion, that's a lot. That's a big company. Yeah. But you got 12 or, you know, 13 people, and they kind of run, they have a group that they manage, and they have a group that they manage, like that kind of stuff. But he was like, yo, with those 12 people, you cannot miss a meeting.
Right.
He said, when your board shows up, it's not, these aren't meetings that you can miss. Mm-hmm. You've got to fly here. You got to fly there to run this, because you have like a board of directors and stuff like that. And you can't just chill. He said, you are going to miss games. You are going to miss recitals. You're going to miss that stuff. You can't run a $1 billion business and really keep a strong family life. Almost impossible.
So in hearing that, do you desire to run a $1 billion business?
Absolutely not. I desire to be content.
What does that look like?
I like my workload right now. I like my responsibilities right now. We got the morning meetup. Y'all on the morning meetup, right? Give some value for an hour during the day. I do the podcast. We record on Wednesdays. I don't do like one-on-one sessions. Like, I don't have a Calendly where you can just book me and I gotta commit to that hour. I don't do that. So I like my workload right now. I can spend time with the family. I went to Toby's concert, mm-hmm. and there's a lyric in one of his songs that said, I forgot what he said. It was a really cool lyric. But if I can't, he said, pretty much, if you book me and I can't bring my wife and kids,
yep. you can't.
I'm leaving the venue. I'm not coming. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I was the same way with Deja when she was smaller. Like, if my daughter can't come, I can't come.
Yeah.
I didn't bring her to everything, but I wasn't to be told that she couldn't come.
Yeah.
Because I'm building a family business, so she's a part of this process, right?
Yeah. Side note.
Mm-hmm.
It just clicked a week ago with Derek Grace. Every time I see Derek Grace, he has his entire family with him. Like the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen Derek Grace without his wife and kids.
But let me ask you this. So I think that's great. Extremely commendable. Mm-hmm. Derek prioritizes his children, his family, period. Mm-hmm. But even if we operated from that mindset, do we at some point have to ask ourselves, would our kids rather be doing something else?
Mm. Good question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know it to be true. I've raised now a young adult. And back then, when I was bringing her to meeting after meeting, at first it was like fun. Like, you're mommy's helper. You're my personal assistant. Mm-hmm. You make the name tags for everybody. Even though we didn't need name tags, I was giving her a job to do. Mm-hmm. And then eventually she wanted to go to like sleepovers and cheerleading and right. things like that. So it was still an adjustment. But we have to be careful that we aren't intentionally creating mini-me's. Mini-me's should organically happen if that's what they choose to do.
I got you. So it's more of a question, like, almost like, yo, Dottie, let's say you had like, small kids and a husband or something like that. And someone says, Dottie, I want to book you for this event in California. It's a 2-day event. Mm-hmm. Do you say, okay, hold on, I got to check and see if my family wants to go. If they want to go, we're out. If not, I can't make it.
No.
That'd be a pretty cool way to operate, though.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would operate like that. It's more of, let me see if I'm available. And then I don't think I need to communicate to that person. Mm-hmm. Let me check with my family. It's, let me see if I'm available. We'll get back to you. And then I'll have a conversation with my family. And if they're not available because they don't want to go, I'm still taking the job. It's not like we all have to show up. It's just not... She can't show up or they can't show up.
I see. Right? If they want to or not.
If they want to or not, that's up to them. And then there are other things that I would use discretion on. So if I'm invited to go somewhere maybe out of the country in certain areas, depending on what I have to do, that might just be something I don't want to bring a child to.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something where I know I'm going to be in long meetings all day. You'll be bored.
Yeah. I think it's important to just identify what you want your lifestyle to look like.
It's so important. And that's the season that I'm in right now. Like, writing out, I get exactly what I manifest. I manifested $100,000 in a day. I got $100,000 in a day. Dave's like, why are you thinking so small? Well, I had never made $100,000 in a day before. So my goal was just to prove that first I could do that. It's up from here, mm-hmm. right? But I've noticed that in my life, I get exactly what I ask for, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad. Whatever I ask for and whatever I put like real physical energy, like that energy when you get excited and you can feel it like on the inside, like, ooh, I got this. Whenever I attach a thought and a belief and a feeling or emotion to it, I get what I ask for. So I am in this season of really, really, this is what I want. This is what it looks like. This is what I look like in a relationship. This is what I look like, you know, as a parent. This is what I look like as a CEO. This is what my team looks like. These are the kind of things that we do. We have holiday parties and we go on retreats and we get to know each other and we're laughing when we get on team calls. It's not dreadful. Like, I'm literally visualizing in great detail
what
life looks like.
Yeah, so to answer your question, that's just where I'm at. I truly just want to be happy. Yeah. I don't want to be bogged down with work, but sometimes my happiness is tied to me reaching a goal.
Yeah.
So I would be happy if I hit this goal. So I got to do a whole bunch of work and be uncomfortable for a period to reach this goal when I would then be happy. But my desire is not to just keep building and keep building and keep building just to see how high I can go. I don't want to do that necessarily.
Yeah. Someone asked me that question, like, when does it end? For me, whenever I feel like it. Like, I don't necessarily have a goal to be the next billionaire. I just don't. If it happens, I think it's great, but I'm not willing to sacrifice. Like, I don't believe, my perspective is different than Andre Norman's, right? You see people like Rihanna and Jay-Z, they're billionaires, but they are also very much family-oriented. So I think building a business depends on how you create it, how you manifest it, how you say it's going to go. And when people understand your core values, number one, establishing core values. And when people understand your core values, you're able to build around it, right? And then there are other people who get into business and they're completely obsessive, just business, 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 business. And those are typically your business owners who lacked some kind of validation in their early life. And so now it's about validation more than it is about, I'm really just living my life and it's turning into a massive success.
Yeah.
So when I see people like Rihanna and the Jay-Z's, even Kanye West, right? When
he doesn't seem happy to me.
He doesn't seem happy, but he definitely doesn't seem happy, but he was also very involved from a parent perspective. So again, I'm just going back to Andre's point of you can't, well, and he may not be the best person to use.
Let me call him. I would love to hear his perspective.
Kanye?
Huh? No, like, because he's in these really high-level organizations, right? Hold on, let me see if it picks up. Because our conversation was so deep, and I was like, ooh, this would be a good conversation for a podcast. And remind me about the conversation we had yesterday, Joe, because I really want to get some clarity on this and how this feels. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about my answer. I feel like I'm being sexist, kind of. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't think you're being sexist, though.
Okay.
Tell me about it. I want to know. So I'll let you know.
The conversation was around, I was asking David if he still was hiring for a videographer. And I told him that Christina had a young lady who was interested in the position. And David asked, was she cute? I think you said, was she cute or something like that? Or was she? Yeah. So I said, I'm not sure.
No, I didn't say she. I said, how she look?
Attractive? Yeah, how she look? Was she attractive? Yeah. And I said, I'm not sure. So he went on Instagram Live when he had asked you yesterday to join the live was pretty much, should men hire attractive women to work with them that close?
And I guess I have some attractive women that work with me. But like maybe that wasn't a big concern a year ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know that I like that. That's my first answer. Is the woman attractive?
Well, because you're considering your wife, I'm assuming.
I am.
And I think that's an excellent thing. So just being a woman I'm a very secure woman, so I don't really trip over things like that. But there are boundaries. I would not prefer that my husband travel with extremely attractive women that he has to, like, be very, very close with. Like, your photographers and videographers are very, very, very close to you. They're touching you. They're, you know, that.
You don't be touching me.
Nah, fam, ain't that deep. We don't roll like that.
Your videographer be touching you?
Yeah, he comes and he fixes my clothes. He might move my hair, you know.
There's a difference because I'm not the videographer. I'm just behind the scenes.
Yeah, he just does the podcast.
Just pushing buttons.
Yeah.
But I don't remember
my videographer will adjust my clothes.
No, like, for like what Donnie said, really? Like content creation. So if they're looking at the camera. So if I'm looking at the
He's
camera.
He's never giving up that job.
No.
Let me adjust this mic for you on your chest.
Not like that, but it happens. Yeah. So, you know, I just depend. At the same time, though, talent is talent, right? And you can't find a good fit and then just disqualify them because they're attractive. You just
for one, what is attractive? And two,
whatever your wife think attractive is.
True.
Okay. Attractive in this case is your type. So in my relationship, you ain't hiring your type to work that closely with you. You can go hire some other people who I might find attractive, but your type?
But
pass on her.
That seems like an HR issue, though, because now you can't get the job based on the way you look.
But who has to know that? Who's communicating that?
I know that. Well, I'm saying it.
Well, it's not an HR issue.
The person that Christina had to be the videographer, do you know who it is?
No, I'm going to talk to her today and find out.
You got her
Instagram? Yeah, and your HR person
Ask her for her Instagram.
If she looks anything like Dre, shut it down.
First off, don't nobody look like Dre.
That's what I'm talking about. Really? Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Make sure you pull this clip for the gram. You know
what I mean? Put that one on there. This is a highlight moment.
Yeah, but I just don't like the way I feel about it because it seems very discriminatory.
Because I don't think I would want anybody telling me who I could and couldn't work with based on looks unless I have given them a reason to not trust me. Mm-hmm. So if I'm usually on the up and up and I've never given you a reason to not trust me, I'm not okay with it. But on the other hand, like it just really, really depends. Is this person someone who's commingling with you and your family, which all the time doesn't mean anything because sometimes that can be shady too, right? But it just depends. What do you, ladies, what do y'all think?
Anybody got a perspective? You'd have to go to that mic.
Y'all have to get on the mic.
Yeah, for sure. Or guys, I just don't, I feel like I'm being discriminatory. Like
well, you are.
Can't get a job. There was a time where black people couldn't get a job because they were black. And there's nothing you can do about it.
So do you really feel like you're being discriminatory because these are black people being turned away from a job? Or do you feel like you're being discriminatory because you don't want to have to disqualify someone based on a look?
I don't want to have to disqualify somebody based on
a look. All right, so let's not make this about black people unable to work.
It's the same thing, though.
It's not. Like
that's like a woman not getting a job because she's a woman.
But you...
Black person not getting a job because they're black.
But you, I
attractive
agree.
Woman not getting a job because she's attractive.
But you have to ask yourself, why am I making this decision? Do you feel like you made that decision because it will cause trouble at home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
So then at this moment, you have to say it's not that you're not getting the job because you're a woman who's attractive. You're not getting a job because this will cause an issue in my marriage.
Got it. Go for it. All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay. Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
inspire creativity through music and art. How y'all doing? I think it's a little bigger than that. I think attractiveness is important. At the same time, I think it's also an opportunity to provide an example of what an awesome husband and, you know, family man you are. Like, she might need that example. But there are other factors, like what's going to be discussed, you know, like, are you a words of affirmation person? Like, what's your love language? If she's not really feeding that necessarily, I mean, it may not really be a factor like that.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah. Yo, you know what? There's another ex of mine reached out and said she's having a birthday party. She's married now with a child. And she invited me and Dre to the birthday party. I didn't even tell Dre. Even though, like, we're cool. Like, she's, you know, she's married. I want to support. But I didn't even bring it up. I didn't tell. I was like, I'm going to check. I guess I lied. Because I was like, oh, let me check with the wife. And I didn't even check with the wife. Because it.
Do you know that from experience that Dre would look at you sideways? Like, what are we doing?
I don't know that.
I don't think so. I would go. If your ex is now married with her own family and you guys have some type of relationship, I'm just.
She does work with, like, she does, like, work. I don't say, she does some sort of work every now and again. It's like a contract. If I need this particular thing done, then.
Oh, okay. I think I know who this is.
What? Yeah.
Oh, she's innocent.
I know, but for me, so this is my biggest problems aren't business right now. It's me trying to figure out what type of man I am. And this is my process.
So the easier thing to do is figure out what kind of man you desire to be. Because sometimes what kind of person you are just isn't footing the bill, right? So this is recent, like new stuff. What kind of woman or man do I actually desire to be? Great. Now, am I this person? What parts of this do I need to work on and start to develop? If you start introducing insecurities that don't exist, then it's going to become one and it's a red flag, right?
Hold on. I'm sorry. If I introduce insecurities that don't exist, mm-hmm. it becomes a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. But if these are insecurities that do exist, we need to get down to the bottom of why this insecurity exists. What's lacking either with you or Dre or whomever that makes this an insecurity? You work with me very closely. We're best friends and mm-hmm. nobody has an issue with that. Mm-hmm. But I also have a great loving relationship with Andrea.
Yes.
And we hang out, we double date, we do all kinds of stuff. So there's a different dynamic, right? Someone would trust me to be out with you, like Dre trusts you to be out with me. There's no question. But then there is, I know that you had a situation before where you worked with women that you just did not introduce to Dre. You would not introduce to Dre. And it's like, nope, nope, nope.
I don't want
to
say I would not.
Oh, it's just, you would not because you were just putting your ego up and your foot down.
No, it wasn't. No. It's not that I wouldn't introduce. It just wouldn't be on my mind. It's not like an important situation.
But it is important when you're having like female right hands. When you have female right hands, I think it is important, but it's also not just for you, but for any entrepreneur, it's also very important to pick your spouse right. If a man came into my life or a man proved himself to be extremely insecure about me dealing with other men in business, I know that I can't marry him.
Mm.
I can't. Because I primarily deal with a lot of high level, very successful, very attractive men in business. And to me, it's not about the men. It's about what you think about me. Right? Mm. Number one, I can't have the stress of if I take this call, he's going to feel insecure. Or if I go to this meeting, I've built a relationship based business. I don't run ads. I don't do anything. All of my business is based on relationship. So I can't afford to have to wonder about how you feel outside of normal respect, right? And then the other thing is, what do you think of me? I don't care what David would do behind closed doors. It's what I would do behind closed doors. I don't care what Javon would do. You know, it says that you feel some type of insecurity about me. And then I have to ask myself, what did I do to make you feel that insecure? Or what have you experienced that this is your first thought about me?
Got it. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
But Donnie hit on so many. But I was going to say, I think previously that my name is Blessing Destiny, that I used to, when I had a boyfriend or when I have them, I tell him I want him
to be. You
don't
got one right now?
No.
You single?
Yes.
All the way?
All the way.
In Atlanta?
Huh?
Where you live? Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm right here. So
you want to throw your Instagram on the joint?
The Blessing Attitudes, no G on Blessing. Okay. The Blessing Attitudes, right. Okay.
She's
no
cute,
G
y'all. Oh, y'all blessed. See her on the camera.
Okay, go for it.
But I wanted him to be able, like if a Beyonce came to his workplace, because that's my type, that he could, or his type, that he could be able to handle it. Mm. I want you to be able to handle it in the workplace. I want you to be able to handle it outside of the workplace. Because what if she doesn't work with you? What if you see her at the gas station? It's still a temptation issue. You're still going to fall. So it never bothered me. Again, I feel like I'm a very secure woman as well. If she can get you, you weren't mine. Mm. So therefore, she can have you. It's always been my position. So I'm cool with him working with any woman in this whole wide world. I do believe that it would be a good idea if women are working with you right-handedly, that the wife meets her at some point in time, and just keep communication open and honest. And my third point is, I don't think you are being unfair because your heart is in the right place, that you don't want to discriminate. So if there is a person that's around you that is flaring up something, the best thing for you to do is to not have that person around you. But yeah. I don't think God or anyone else should judge you for that being discriminatory because you really wanted to give her the position. Mm. Or even give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, let it go. You tried.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right.
Base it off of the talent, but I stand firm on if she's your type, pass.
I only got one type.
And that's Andrea. So everybody is qualified.
Am I wrong for not bringing up the invitation, though? Here's the thing. This is how I look at things. And actually, I got this from CJ. He says, call it forced errors. Sometimes you do something where it could be an upside, but it could be a downside.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do things where, like, there's only an upside or there's only a downside. So in this situation, I don't see any upside to bringing it up.
Well, here's the thing. That situation is completely innocent. No backstory there, right?
What do you mean?
With the friend and the birthday, and Dre.
Like, I mean, I dated the girl.
I know, but I know that there's a person that if you would say that about, Dre would knock your head off, right?
That's a fact. Yeah,
okay,
a fact.
But with this person,
yeah.
Is there any of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the only reason that I feel like it's an issue is because I know that you're working hard to make Dre feel secure in certain situations. And then this is just one where you chose for her. Mm-hmm. It would just have been better to say, hey, such and such invited us. Such and such and her husband invited us to this birthday event. What do you think about it? And let her decide. And in that way, you start to build this level of trust. Like, oh, it is okay. And this is this. And That's just my opinion. I would have wanted to know.
In my head, I see, do you want to go?
Well,
I'm like, not really. So, I mean, if you want to go, you can go. You know what I mean? That's just
no. How and then your response is, I want us to go. Well, do you want to go? No, but I want us to go.
Well, I want to give you the option if you want to go.
No, I want us to go. It's never an option about her going. Either y'all go or nobody goes.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would say I want to give you the option to decide whether we go or not. If that's you want to cool. go, then we go. If you don't want to go, we don't go.
That's also cool. And then, you know, what's this relationship about? Like, do you and the ex have a defined relationship? She obviously still does some business for you. Mm-hmm. So I think because she's still an active presence in your life, you should have given Dre the opportunity to choose that.
I'll think about it.
Is the birthday party already gone?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, Dre's going to see this soon.
She don't really watch all the podcasts, though, so I think I might be able to flip this.
Dre,
y'all,
now.
Please
no,
don't.
I'm not texting her, but no, you need to, there's nothing, that's a completely innocent situation, and one way to raise
coming up.
One way to raise a red flag is to not tell me something like that.
Oh, you know what? I can't go to this anyway because we're supposed to be going somewhere.
Okay, right, so, hey, such and such and her husband invited us.
No, we can't
us.
Go anyway, so what's the point of bringing it
such
up?
Such and such and her husband invited us to go to this party. We're booked. Just wanted to let you know. That's it. Because imagine at the next Social Proof conference or something and they speak and it's like, yeah, I invited you guys to come out to the party, but, oh, really? Oh, y'all talking like, oh, personal parties? Really? David, let me talk to you real quick.
You would come up with that particular situation.
She has a very valid point in that one. She had a point.
You don't want it to come up in the future and everybody's in on it except your wife. Just tell her, Shans. It's not a big deal.
All right, I'll tell her later. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So my name is Netta.
Can you take your mask down just so we can hear you? Do you mind? No, your mask.
Oh, my mask.
Yeah.
You're on camera too, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
My name is Netta.
Are you dating?
Do what?
Are you dating?
I'm married.
You married? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, y'all, Netta's cute too.
Yes.
Her husband, like, yes, she is.
She is.
At Who We Become podcast on Instagram. And I think there is an angle that we're not really addressing. And that's the fact that an attractive person, I think sometimes in some different industries, have a better return or have a better ROI, especially in like PR, marketing, the lady that you brought on for events. So you may be discounting yourself by not looking at that angle. What can their attraction or what is their ROI or what more could they bring due to that attraction for someone else? What it made me think about was Mark Golden and how he was talking about, I want to dress like somebody I'm used to giving money to. Mm-hmm. And if people are used to giving money to attractive people or traditionally attractive people, then that could bring value too.
Yeah, but that's the trade-off. Do I want to have someone attractive that can bring more business at the expense of my wife feeling away?
Never.
You know what I mean? So, full-time videographer, we got a speaking gig in Louisiana. We've got to go. And what if Drake can't go that week? The cost of her just thinking, okay, what's the room situation? How close are y'all rooms? Y'all in the same hotel together. What if she needs something late night?
That's not your responsibility, though. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you got to get down to the bottom of, one, am I creating an insecurity or is there an insecurity? And then two, what is the cause of that insecurity and can we solve that, right? And if the solution today in your marriage is, let's just not even open this door, just don't open the door. Mm-hmm. I do agree with what she said. There are certain benefits to having society's definition of what attractive is in certain roles. It really does matter sometimes, right? Or not even attractive, more so than well put together, a very well put together presence. Like you have to, you know, in your sales, if somebody's doing face-to-face sales, they need to be very put together, smell nice, hair clean, nails clean, dressed well and ironed. You can't have someone who looked like they just rolled out of bed, right? So there are certain factors. Number one, again, insecurity or created insecurity. Two, what's the root cause of it? Three, you know, how do you, that person.
What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
Specifically, okay, she's qualified, but then let's look at it. How does she dress? Let's check out her Instagram. What core values are you representing to your team as a man first? CEO second.
Mm-hmm. Did she hit you back, Joe?
No.
She didn't? We don't know what she looks like?
Not yet.
Yeah,
and now I'm interested. I'm interested to see, because we could have made all this stuff up and she might just seem really cool. And my wife was like, yeah, she's like a little boy. You know, like sometimes you feel like, not. I'm serious. Because, you know, like, never mind.
Try calling her and see if she hits you up.
Calling who?
Christina.
No. You know, anyway, yeah. So,
He was raising. I said, you gotta go to the mic if you go.
So these are like the kind of things that I'm considering in my journey of entrepreneurship right now.
And it's not even just from a wife perspective. Yeah. Now, because so much is happening with people feeling sexually harassed and things like that, you just have to eliminate failure as an option in certain cases and say, this person is going to be incredibly close to me. We could be on a tour bus and they're sitting next to me getting content or, you know, whatever the case may be. Do I want to put myself in a situation with the opposite sex to potentially cause interference and, you know, deal with the drama from their significant other being insecure, your significant other being insecure, or just a misunderstanding that later gets blown. You have to think about so much as a CEO. It's not about black or white. It's about what's the best decision.
That's a fact. There's literally only two women that I can, like, I even feel comfortable going out to eat with by myself is you and Jen. So not even from my wife's perspective, but even just perception.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be out with, like, I don't want us to be out and it's a business meeting, but the perception is, oh, that ain't Dave's wife.
We've had that happen. Remember at Thumbs Up?
Oh, 100%.
I don't know what, so a guy comes to the table and he knows David and he didn't know me. And so I said, I'm sick of this. Like, I'm talking to Dave and I'm like, yo, I'm sick of this. This happens all the time. The guy has walked off at this point. I'm like, yo, I'm sick of this. This happens all the time. Well, there's a guy behind us, sitting behind David, and he's looking like, mm-mm. And so I said, well, wait, I immediately felt the need to clear it up. he obviously knew who David was, but he didn't know who I was. So I'm like, oh, no. It's an inside joke. I'm not, oh, God. But he literally said in joking, like, I didn't know. I wasn't judging. I wasn't saying anything. But that's the other thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, do we worry about what people think? Sometimes, sometimes not. For the most part, I just don't care. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think at this point, I'm just more conscious of it. I'm just more conscious of it now because there's a perception that there's a picture that I want to paint about me, especially in the public eye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for instance, I tell people that I don't drink, right? We went to, we was at Toby's concert and they gave me this water that looked like a beer.
Yes.
It looked just like a beer.
In a beer bottle.
I was like, man, just give me a cup. So I poured it in the cup and it's water. Now, it's nothing wrong with having a drink. But if I say I don't drink, I just in my head, I'm playing this scenario. Oh, I thought he don't drink. Look, just because somebody always wants to like make something else. So I'm just more conscious of me being, you know, kind of.
I get that. As a woman, as an attractive woman building business around a lot of men, I am always conscious. How far away am I standing? How am I hugging someone? No pelvis to pelvis. What about this? What about that? Like, I am always conscious of that because in this day and age, you can't just be an attractive woman who came up on her own. It has to be she's doing something unethical, you know, for that level of success. Yeah. So I'm always aware of, and I'm considerate, like in a situation with a significant other, if I can't do it in front of him, I don't do it.
That's
period.
You
had a question?
Yes, sir.
No, it wasn't a question. It was kind of like going off of the statement about bringing your whole family with you. So like, is this a family decision to have that person with you? Or is it like a business decision? And like finding the boundary of how does this affect my personal life versus my business?
True. I just don't want to have a family meeting about it. You know what I mean? About the person. Because then it gives this person an elevated importance or something like that. But like, all right, guys, here's the picture. What do y'all think? You know what I mean? And my daughter's like, Corey, like, no. You know what I mean? Is that what you're saying?
But more so specifically with your wife and saying like, okay, this is who I'm going to be around, like, and letting, like, just like the party, instead of telling us in the podcast first, and Donnie, you should have, you know, said it to her first, like, just so, like she said, just
thanks
so she's aware.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth. But informing her, like, okay, but at the same time, if it's about the business, you already know, all right, this is a business decision. So whatever happens, I know how my business is run. Like you said, the person that you want to be. So I'm going to act as that person as I invite this person into my business. And then you can always do a background check, like socially, like who else knows this person? How do they act around other people? Are they throwing themselves at, you know, at their employee or whatever the case may be?
Yo, look at the resume, look at the credentials, tell Christina to send you the final candidates. You look and be like, nope. These are the two that we can roll with. Pick one. That's it. Nobody has to know all of this stuff. At the end of the day, your basic gut instinct will never steer you wrong.
Yeah, I feel that. But I do see, you got to agree, it is still discriminatory. And there's a company culture where we don't say it, but we're not hiring Black people.
Well, it's not discriminatory.
It is.
No, it's not discriminatory it's not a protected class. Attractive or unattractive is not a protected class.
But it's a person. And then you never know how many issues this person has. Like, yo, this is how I look. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
The automatic perception is this about me in all these different arenas.
I agree.
That is unfair. Tough. It's like somebody that's super qualified and they Black and they got natural hair.
Yeah.
Internally, the CEO or whoever's making the decision says they qualify, but
The hair.
Listen,
I get it. I won't use the word discriminatory, but it is highly unfair. But you have to pick your unfair.
That's true.
Are you unfair to this potential person that you have no relationship with, or are you unfair to the boundaries of your marriage? It's good.
Good.
Yeah, we're good.
You sure?
Are you? Yeah, you got to pick your unfair. Which unfair is going to bother you more? the unfair to this person that you don't know, you have no relationship with, or the unfairness to what you think the result will be with your marriage?
I hope at this point, the least concern, well, I guess you won't really understand it, but if how to make money is your biggest issue right now, later it will be one of your smallest issues.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different things to consider as you elevate as an entrepreneur. But go for it.
Caesar the dressing.
Caesar dressing?
Caesar the dressing.
Caesar the dresser?
The dressing.
The dressing. You the sauce.
Like the dressing. So
I'm trying to get it.
I said what I said.
I said the dressing, yes, like the dressing. Okay. Yes.
Caesar the dressing because I spiced up your business. I help people manage, package, and brand their business.
Got you.
That's awesome.
So
I like that.
As far as the unfairness of it and the discriminatory part of it, we can all be honest and say attractive people have better and easier time in society, period.
Maybe.
They have advantages just for being attractive, consciously or subconsciously.
But as Donnie, there are disadvantages.
There are disadvantages. There are some disadvantages. However, I feel like as far as gaining employment, some people have being attractive is the sole reason why they gain employment.
True.
Right. So as far as the...
So I'm fighting back where the sole
not,
reason...
Not necessarily
I'm fighting back against attractive people.
not necessarily fighting back. However...
I cannot. I
don't beat yourself up too much because you may be the one person who says, you know what? You're too attractive and you don't get this opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus the 99 that says, you are attractive. Here's this opportunity.
I like that. And you're not saying that attractive people can't work with you. You're saying that in certain roles... I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah, because I was about to say, if, you know, it's funny because if somebody's watching this and, you know, we like, they do something good and then I accept them. What I'm saying to them is, you're not attractive.
And that's why it's, you're attractive. You're just not my type.
I'm not saying that.
My wife wouldn't be worried about you. You have nothing to fear. It's all good.
Yeah, that is funny, but not funny at the same time.
And for the record, Dre ain't worried about anybody.
That's
okay.
A fact. Yeah,
this
she knows.
This is preventative maintenance. This is preventative maintenance. Period. Bottom line. Point blank. And I respect and applaud you for even having the forward enough thinking to consider how this could transpire over time.
Absolutely. You know what's really cool too? I just noticed it like maybe a few months ago. Where I don't have to, like when I have my phone and I like get up, I don't have to take the phone and I don't have to put the phone face down.
Yeah.
Or if somebody calls me and like, let's say I'm on the phone with Donnie and she wants to talk to Dre, I can give Dre my phone and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all was on the phone for like, it was like 20, 30 minutes one time. And I'm downstairs because I'm not concerned about her finding anything in my phone that would remotely seem like I'm being disrespectful to our relationship.
Yeah.
So that really, really made me, I'm like, yo, I'm grown. I have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Take my phone.
So are we overall?
Now I know y'all probably looking at y'all, man, like, this is why I'm looking like, every time you get up, why you put your phone face down, bro? Like, what are we doing?
You know, that was an issue with me and Kenny for a long time. He puts his phone face down.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that's just what he does. He just puts his phone face down because he's distracted by a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So it's down so it doesn't distract him from the conversation. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember times when we'd be at dinner, we'd be having a serious conversation. He's like, can you please put your phone face down? Mm-mm, I can't. Only because I'm a germaphobe and I don't want to pick up my phone after it's been on another surface.
Sure.
But yeah, it was like, yo, why are you always putting your phone face down?
Really?
Yeah, but...
Did your mind automatically go to, what do you have to hide?
In the beginning, but then I was in his phone so much because we worked in business together. Like, hey, I need you to, can you blah, 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 blah. So it was nothing. I've been through that phone so many times. It is dry. It is dry. But overall, I think this is a good one because as we're building business, I know especially me in the beginning, I tell my clients, you can call me 24 hours a day. You can, right? I don't answer the phone 24 hours a day. I don't. I tell them, you can text me, you can call me. I'm likely not going to see it in the middle of the night. I'm asleep. But what I don't want, because I know how creativity works, I want you to get your thought out right now. So send me that voice note, send me that message, get it out. My phone's on do not disturb. When I see it, I am going to respond. Well, that's me as a super single woman who's not in a relationship of any kind, creating that habit. And then recently, I remember getting a call from a male client at like 11 o'clock at night. And it was like,
what's going on?
And it's an attractive male client at 11 o'clock at night. And it's like, yo.
Who's the client?
I'm not saying that.
Was he your type?
I mean, absolutely not. I know the client. Bringing that attention.
I know the client.
No. So
I think you're saying no because I do.
No. So when that happened, it was like, yo, we got to create a boundary because it's just not cool. It's just not okay. And yeah, it's just not okay. And I fought that tooth and nail. Like, this is what I do.
Did y'all ever date the person?
No. I don't date my clients.
You don't date your client, but did you ever date? Would you not date somebody? Would you not take on a client that you dated a while ago?
Would I take on a client that I dated a while ago? Maybe. That's not happened. I have helped some people that I dated, like, do a thing, but I didn't bring them on as a client, like, that I have to work with closely. I think it would depend. I have helped a couple of people that I dated do a thing, but not necessarily become a long-term ongoing client.
Okay. I think it's a really helpful conversation for a lot of people.
When I first started dating back in 2018, his ex worked for him on his sales team. She was his number one salesperson.
Can't let that go.
Oh, that's who you was talking about that one time when he was out to dinner?
I don't remember, probably. But she was his number one salesperson and we were dating and there were some gaps in his business. And I'm like, oh, I can help you do this and I can help you do that. Just me in coach mode, right? And so he'd be like, oh, go ahead. You know, I think it was something like with the sales script and I edited the sales script and I saw the name and I'm like, nah, he wouldn't do that, right? But then—
Hold on, how did you know he dated her?
Because I knew who his ex was, like just a general conversation.
Oh, so you come into the business and you see her name, you're like,
okay. It can't be, right? So then he was having like, he had me on all these team calls, but anytime I'm on a team call, it would be everybody except her. Mm. Or somebody would mention a team call that I wasn't on and she was on that team call because he kept meeting notes so I could see who was on the, I have access to all this stuff, right? I could see. So I said, yo, what's this? And so finally he's like, yes, that's my ex. You know, she needed a job. She needed some extra income. Before I met you, she's been working, you know, in my company. She's my top salesperson. So we had been talking about me coming on to help do some sales, right? Because that's just what my sauce is. So instead of demanding that she no longer work for the company, I'm like, well, you don't need two top salespeople.
Was your suggestion that he fires his top salesperson?
Never. I just made it so that it was an unnecessary position. And so what ended up happening was...
don't let that go over your head.
Yeah, don't let that pass you by. So I ended up taking over the sales department. And of course, I do what I do. I'm number one wherever I go. And that happens in a conversation. I had a conversation with him like, yo, we're in a relationship and we're doing business together. Here's what's not going to happen. She is not going, like, I am the sales manager now. She's not going to continue to work in this company and we're not doing team calls together. And it was just something that made him uncomfortable.
Of course.
And it was, and I get it. It was an uncomfortable feeling. So if you're that uncomfortable, somebody has to go. And I'm not talking about like me just go from the business, because if I'm the pick, I'm gone. Right. Yeah. So again, somebody has to go.
There
wasn't a decision that had to be made because she realized who I was and it became uncomfortable, I think, for her. And she bowed out like, OK, I don't want to work in this situation.
Was that a little bit of insecurity on your end?
It's not an insecurity. It's a respect thing because...
That's not respect.
Oh, it's absolutely. No.
He hired her before you came on?
I knew every person on the team except her. I communicated with every person on the team except her because he didn't want his ex-girlfriend and his new girlfriend in the same space. So it's absolutely a respect thing, right? Don't play with me in that way. It triggers the old me, right? But it wasn't any funny business happening. It's just like so you got to be aware of this, like how you would be like, man, I got this girl working in my business and she's my ex. Dre don't know.
Instant nervousness.
Instant, yeah,
that would probably be me. Like, okay, you on this call, you not on that call.
Yes.
Avoid conflict like the plague.
All departments have separate calls from now.
No more calls at all.
Okay. Yeah, so it was innocent, but when you're in a new relationship, so from his perspective, this was a new relationship, but this is my top salesperson. So I don't want to get rid of generating revenue and I don't want to lose the relationship. I'm going to just keep that separate. So at some point, you know, I executed the part of the woman that knows and says nothing until it's time to say something. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let you, you're not gonna make the decision? Okay, well, let's have a conversation. And then that's kind of, you know, how that went. And then there was a time where, you know, my place in his life was known because at that time, nobody knew what was going on. It was no Instagram exposure or whatever. And there was a time that I needed to move on and do other things in the company. And when we needed a salesperson, I actually said, what about her?
Mm.
Because
you kicked her out and tried to bring her back after
I never kicked her out.
You did.
Mm-mm. I never kicked her out.
You made it so that she would leave.
I made it so that she was no longer the top anything. Ain't no ex about to be the top anything in your life. Now, there are boundaries. I'm not insecure, but ain't no ex about to be your bestie, your top performer, your moneymaker. Go have several seats, everybody involved.
I think that was savage.
Yeah.
I came in and did what I do. Then you, okay, all right.
Yeah, am I wrong? No ex about to be the top. I'm not over here like, yes, you are the best, ex.
That's so it. What if it was like a relationship?
That's insecurity, isn't that a version of insecurity?
I don't think it's insecurity. I think it's a boundary. Is that an insecurity? You're married. Is that insecurity or boundary?
Insecurity or boundary?
No, that's a boundary.
It's a boundary.
Insecurity or boundary? Okay, let me just ask somebody. Who thinks it's insecurity? Insecurity, right? It's insecurity, right?
Are you guys married? You married? Two spouses? Two spouses. Both of the married people in the room agree. There's a difference between boundary and insecurity.
But the way you went about it, where it wasn't like, okay, here's what it is. We need to create this boundary. I don't necessarily feel comfortable with this happening. You came in and just created a position.
No, I communicated that. But at the time, I can't call shots because I'm just the new girlfriend. Like, you don't go changing stuff around in your business because you got a new girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. So I communicated what I thought about it, but I have to also understand I'm a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. This is your income generator. I'm your new girlfriend. I could be gone in 30 days. So I said, oh, okay. You know, his response was, I mean, she's my top salesperson. Nobody else really. Oh, that's the qualifying factor? Say less.
We close these deals, right?
Say less.
But what if they were married once upon a time, got divorced, had kids together, and they had this business together?
Yeah, so I'm probably one of the most unorthodox people when it comes to dating because I don't know if y'all are old enough to remember that show. I think it was All of Us, where it was Lisa Ray and Dwayne, whatever his name is. Yeah, yeah. Mm. And they were two I'm cool with that. When my daughter's father and I were engaged to be married and we were going into other things like investments and things like that. And when we realized the relationship wouldn't work, we literally said that show is our model. Like nobody. And we lived by that. Nobody comes in here creating drama for us because our relationship didn't work, but we have a relationship and we have a daughter. So I'm okay in situations like that. my boundary is doing anything that makes me feel uncomfortable. And if you're willing to sacrifice my discomfort for any scenario, then we've got a deeper issue, right? But I'm not gonna, you know, your ex-wife works in your company. Okay. I don't have an issue with that. Should I have an issue with that? No, are y'all having late night meetings, just the two of you? Are you guys going out to dinner? A lot of closed door office meetings with her and nobody else? If I don't have a reason to be upset or insecure about it, I'm not insecure. Now, here's the flip side to me. The moment you create an insecurity, it's a wrap. Everything is a problem. And then I got to be done because I'm not living my life chasing insecurities.
I got it. So if he creates an insecurity.
Yes.
Then I'm out. Now, okay, yes, I am insecure. This is what has to happen. Mm-hmm. I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And don't let me communicate a valid insecurity. Mm-hmm. And then I have to defend it. Because a relationship that involves great communication, we know what our boundaries are. Yeah. Once you cross a boundary, then it becomes an insecurity. If we agree to these boundaries and I have to defend myself, like you're arguing with me back and forth about it, you know it's an insecurity. Now I'm mad, man. Now it goes from insecure, feeling some kind of way, to rage.
Anger, right?
Rage.
All right, okay. Well, I've learned a lot. I still don't know if, because the joint comes up in a couple of days, I still don't think I'm going to bring it up. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it. Nope. Because I'm rolling the dice on the fact that there's an event, they get together, and she remembers at a birthday. I don't see it happening.
But here's the thing, Shanz. So, there's nothing to hide. Like, there's no reason.
In my head, I see, oh, you want to go? No, I don't want to go. You said it because you want to go. And I don't, maybe she won't be that. Maybe she won't be that, but. Hold on, you gotta go to the mic. I don't know how important it is. You know what I mean? I mean, in this scenario, because it's not like we got plans. You gotta have plans.
I was gonna say, I feel like in a relationship, it's important to tell your spouse everything. Like,
everything.
The only reason I say that, my boyfriend, we've been dating for 2 years, but we've been best friends since we were like 14. So for like 8 years.
Y'all probably tell each other everything, don't you?
No, we literally do though. That's the thing. Like, we're so open about every single thing. Mm. And so because of that, I feel like we trust each other. Like, it's literally nothing to be like worried about. I never have anything to be insecure about or anything like that, because we tell each other any thought that comes to our head, anything we feel. So that's why I say that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so cute.
So
I think that's so sweet.
I
want
to have this. How old are you? 23.
Yeah, give it to 30.
Yeah, let's have a conversation at 30. Let's just remember this
you
part.
You agree?
You agree? Oh, go for it. What, Mike. Okay. Well, 30. We'll just take that clip and compare it.
I'm not old head, but I'm 40. I've been married 13 years.
Congratulations.
And my wife and I, we tell each other everything, only because I don't like surprises later.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When you take a dump, do you tell your wife every time? Listen, no, you don't tell your wife everything. We are not telling our spouses everything.
You're at this particular recording and a girl hits you like, yo, cute.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that's not what I mean.
So we
have selective everything.
Yeah, no, right now, here's what I mean. I'm talking about past issues. I'm talking about the type of issue that we're talking about right now. Of course, all the logistics of my ins and outs and every day. No, that's not what I mean.
Well, this is a logistic.
100%.
Right? So when we're talking about
I would agree that that's
a girl comes up to you, like touches your hair, like, yo, your hair is so, you're like, hold on, I'm married. You go home and say, baby, will you believe it? This girl came and just rubbed her fingers through my hair. And I had to tell her, get off me, Jezebel. I'm married. Well, next week, you want to come to the recording. She like,
I don't like that environment.
I don't like that environment.
Example. Let's say that did happen. And let's say my wife never does that. I would tell her, like, sweetheart, I would like it if you did that more.
Yeah. Did you really listen? The Jezebel who ran her fingers through my head? I told her to stop. But you know what? I like it. I think that you should incorporate some Jezebel behavior.
She didn't do it like that. She did it more like...
It was more of a curve, closer to the lower emotion.
I'm trying to follow you.
Hear what I'm saying. I've already communicated to my wife, like, I like this. This is nothing tied to any particular woman. And I tell her about a particular event. Of course, I'm going to handle that the way it needs to be handled. I'm not going to allow something to continue to happen. First of all, I'm not going to be in that proximity for it to happen.
Just being clear.
I mean, that's...
You're an attractive brother. I'm sure. You know what I mean? Like,
thank you, man.
You have interesting hair. Anybody could want to touch your hair.
I know, right?
Want a piece of my cheesecake? Were you here last week when I was giving away the peach, my French toast?
Yeah.
Want a piece of French toast? That could go either way, babe.
Yeah, you're right.
Donnie Wiggins offered me some of her French toast.
Right. I forgot where I was. I remember the scene. I don't remember where I was.
Because that would be a problem for me.
No, you come back, Kashif, because I know you're not done.
Okay. My man. He's like, can I get a point now?
I forgot where it was, but like this, she had like this, some food type sample type thing. And she took the spoon and like dipped it in a joint and she was about to feed me. I'm like, ooh, let me get that. Let me try. Right?
Right.
I would never tell my wife that. Like, yo, this girl try to feed me.
Okay.
I don't see how, that's one of those things where there's not an upside to saying that. There's not like a, oh, I am so glad you told me. Yo, I trust you. You know what I mean? There's no upside. It can only create an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't see an upside to it.
I believe in loving people, but I also am a person who believes in conditional love. Mm-hmm. I also believe in unconditional love. I believe in conditional everything. So it sounds great to say, yeah, we tell each other everything. But when you start thinking about deeply what everything is, yeah.
Well, but that's, I think we didn't, for me, I didn't define what everything is. I'm not going to tell her every single variable of, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be selective of what happens, of telling her what happens from day to day. I'm more so referring to past issues, the stuff that people just don't bring up that impacts a present relationship. And if an issue comes up, if an insecurity comes up that comes from a past issue that was never brought up, y'all need to talk.
Yeah. Sometimes if something happens, let's say, for instance, you see somebody and something happens that reminds you of something that maybe you didn't tell your wife. Because you could have told your wife everything you've done before you meet. Right. It's just you don't remember. But let's say that situation triggers a memory of something. You go home and tell your wife. Mm-hmm. The memory that's triggered. Now it's not an old issue. It's a current thing right now. Oh, well, this triggers you. I don't know who else is going to trigger you. You feel me? Like, I never... You know, you have those relationships where a girl walks by and she got a big butt. And you're like, ooh, babe, you see that? Like that.
Yeah.
And you have one of those relationships, right? But let's say my wife doesn't have a big butt and that makes her insecure.
Right.
I wouldn't be sharing that type of stuff, my
wife. I agree.
And I think it depends on the type of relationship that you have. You got to know your relationship. And I know my relationship. That's why I'm not going to say nothing.
Everything is extra conditional. Extra. Oh, yeah. We tell each other everything. That doesn't hurt his feelings or cause issues in our relationship or won't start a long, drawn-out conversation.
Right. Those are the conditions. I'll tell you everything as long as. Yes. Okay. This. I hope everybody is listening to this because there is more to entrepreneurship than just. There's so many dynamics to it. There's so many things you got to consider as you're building and becoming a brand and all that stuff. Man. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we got a chance to touch on that today.
Yeah, that was good stuff. So I think the first thing you should do. Is mention the party.
Nah, I'm good. It's not a thing. It's nothing. Like it's not.
Well, the reason that it is a thing is because it was a thing. It's obviously a thing. It was obviously something you were on the fence about. And just go ahead.
I wasn't on the fence. It was a part of the conversation. I don't know where we were. in the conversation, but it was a part of the conversation. I didn't think hard about it. Like, ooh, should I? She just told me. I was like,
let me see. You brought it up here, so it was definitely a secondary thought on your mind. You just mention it. Just mention it so the internet doesn't have to. You're right. Let's say that.
We didn't get a chance to talk about this whole hoodie situation either. Because I know. Well, go ahead. What you got?
I was going to say, though, like, even when it comes to exes, anytime an ex, like, hits me up, I tell my boyfriend just because since he was my best friend first, he knows everybody that I've ever, like, dated or anything. So I just feel like I can't really hide anything. So I feel like it just makes everything easier. So if she's your ex, your wife knows it's your ex, I don't see why you couldn't just say, oh, well, she invited us to this. I'm not going, or we have plans already, but I just wanted you to know.
Dang, we did make it a thing now.
Mm-hmm. Because even...
Crap. I was just trying to mention it. Y'all just...
It's a whole thing. I don't think I mentioned every time an ex, like, just reaches out. Oh, such and such hit me up to say hi. And I don't think I... For what? Yeah, it's no bad. It was just a high.
That was my thought. Like, for what? Like, why would
I? Yeah, stuff like that, I feel like it's small. But I feel like a birthday party is like a thing.
All right, I can
The only it. Reason that it's a thing for me is because this person does business with you. Mm. And if I invited you guys to a party, you would mention it.
Of course.
We do business together.
Well, sometime. If you invite me to something, I know we can't make it. Then sometimes it just slips my mind.
I would have already something. Told Dre.
Yeah, it's just different.
But so. No, in all seriousness, because this is obviously subconsciously on your mind
it's
for
not
some reason.
On my mind at all. I just thought
How
about it.
How many people
it,
in like, here would agree that this is not on David's mind? Right? Show of hands. Show of hands. This is not
down,
on David's
see?
Mind.
I mean, say, thank you.
Come on, Caesar.
He got the dressing.
He got the dressing. Pour your sauce somewhere else. But out of the entire studio audience, only one person agrees that it was not on your mind. Well, I certainly didn't bring it up. So
it was a part of the... All right. Can we pay some bills?
Yes, let's pay some bills.
You want to go first?
Okay. Save the best.
All right. First off, we forgot. Make sure you like, subscribe. Is everybody here subscribed to the app? I'm going to check all of your phones. Okay. Are you subscribed to Social Proof? It's okay. It's okay, brother. Just be honest. He said, saw his neck. He said, go to the Social Proof Podcast on your Apple device. Yes. Now, okay. Thank you. Thank you, y'all. All you have to do is hit the follow button. Okay. Support your favorite podcast. I'm just assuming we're your favorite podcast. Even if we're not, just support it. It costs you nothing to subscribe and you'll get notifications when these episodes drop. So, go to Social Proof Podcast on your Apple device and just hit follow. It's not subscribe anymore. It's follow. And then go to David Never Sleeps on YouTube and make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. That is the best way you can support this podcast by just hitting a button and comment. Leave a review. Leave a little review too. Right now, just 5-star if you think we have a 5-star podcast.
First of all, if you don't, you can't come back here.
That's what we need to start checking at the door. Are you subscribed to the podcast?
Are you subscribed? Show your subscription and go ahead and drop another review.
Exactly. There it is.
That's what we're doing. We got a table back there at the door. We need somebody to work it.
Absolutely.
Hey, I have a question I've been wanting to ask all show. Are we going to get a Mrs. Sleep is for Suckers chain? Are you going to give Dre one?
Oh, because Brandon got the Mrs. Shooter? No, absolutely not. We're not doing that. She actually wants a, Sarai and Corey, we're trying to figure out how to design it.
Okay.
Because Corey and Sarai both have an I at the end, and she wants it to be a heart like Corey and Sarai.
Oh, that's going to be really pretty.
Yeah. I just got to get somebody to design.
Yeah,
you got designers here?
Children?
Anybody sketch?
So this guy didn't design
you do?
It?
Are you good? Can you sketch something for me real quick? Just, I mean, it don't got to be
on your composition notebook.
Yeah. So let me spell the name for you. It's Sarai, Sarai, and then Corey, Cori. So Corey's older, so hers would probably have to go first. But it needs to be a heart all coming to the eye. Correct? Corey and Sarai. Yes. So like it might be like Corey on one end of the heart, Sarai on the other end of the heart are all coming to the eye.
Are y'all done having kids?
Huh?
Are y'all done having kids?
No, you just get another one.
She got money maybe. Like that. I forgot. My bad.
Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully, but I think one is. I'm sorry. Not really. Nah, just be the same way. Still the same way. If like a C this way and then an S that way, are you looking at, how are you looking at it? It's the other way. So, all right, yeah, just try it. Okay. You trying it? What is that? Is it a balloon?
This is the I, right? So because Corey's name is shorter, I'm thinking one side of a short heart and then the other side is Sarai with the long heart.
Let me
and
show
it
you
both
what I'm talking
comes
about.
Into an I.
All right, cool.
You just wanted to use my thing.
Yeah, because you don't. Yo, this is like your third time using it, bringing this iPad. You've never written a note.
Because I just bought it.
So this episode is also sponsored by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com, the only organization that gathers every single day hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, literally somewhere between 450 and 550 people are on a Zoom call every single day. We are a community and we're learning entrepreneurship. We're growing together. We're supporting each other. And we have we had a meetup. Those are really, really cool. And we're going to do more regional meetups.
How long have you been doing morning meetups?
Like since 2017.
Dope. This episode is also brought to you by.
Hold on, can I get my phone number? You need
David's
to text
phone
me.
Number.
Text me, okay? I'm giving out my digits, okay? 404. People still say digits? 404-737-4935. Okay, send me a text message and I will update you on all the stuff that we got going on, okay? And I will let you know if I told my wife or not. If I didn't text you, that means I didn't.
Okay. This episode is also brought to you by Six Figure EDU, the dopest development community for coaches and consultants. Coaches, consultants, service-based entrepreneurs, course creators. If you are looking to fully establish yourself from scratch and go on to build a multiple six or seven-figure business, Six Figure EDU is where you need to be. And you can get more information about that at www.SIXFigureEDU.com. This episode is also brought to you by Post2Paid, the only platform that will send you three text messages directly to your cell phone. We have single-handedly eliminated the overwhelm attached to entrepreneurs creating dope content that connects and converts for their social media. So $37 a month will get you three text message post prompts every single day. 404-737-2767. So check us out there.
Cool. How's it going? How's the Post2Paid going?
We are about to have our first birthday.
Congratulations.
Yep, next
Anything
week.
Anything you need help with in growing that business?
So I was asking you about morning meetup because I've already exceeded half of that number in 1 year.
Half of what number?
In total of active members.
Of what?
In Post2Paid.
How many people you got?
Like 250.
Word? How much, Amon?
So the thing is, a couple months, you know what I mean? What better do you have than a growth strategy? It doesn't
That's
need
all
an
I
investor.
Need. That's all I get. That's the growth strategy.
It doesn't need an investor.
It's I'm not asking to invest.
Text message. Would you want to pay for the app?
I want to help grow it.
Let me help grow Morning Meetup. Because obviously,
I'm open to all types.
Obviously, I got some growth strategy up my sleeve, too.
We need, yeah. Okay.
First of all, your boy has gone, if y'all can see this, and he did the math. He did real life multiplication. Can y'all see that?
You put your numbers out there just now. I was trying to keep it low.
I don't care about that. Yeah. I mean, we're a growing community.
Absolutely.
This is what this group is doing.
That's dope. All right, cool. Let's talk about it.
So we're partnering on both?
All right. So thank y'all for coming out. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Do me a favor, since y'all here. Can y'all do me a favor? Go on your stories and just say, yo, make sure y'all subscribe to Social Proof Podcast. Y'all do me that favor? Cool. You just subscribed? Did you do a 5-star? You left a You didn't do it yet. You will, though, right? Okay. All right, that's cool. That's what's up. Sometimes you got to ask for support, man. That's it. So, yo, man, make sure y'all sharing this podcast with everybody, okay? So thank y'all for coming. Go get you some social proof. Go build something to bring it back to your community and teach them how you did it.
Yeah. By the time we come back, you guys, David's glasses will be blinged out in diamonds, too. See y'all next week.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week? From all across the country, you'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs, and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week, and I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right. TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.